can.
Oh, I mean, that's very bad.
And there's 180 pay, and there must be 200 in.
Yeah, as I said, about 2-ish. That's pretty good.
Must be 20 going in without paying, and I'd let a few in for a bit less than 250. So it's not bad. Don't know how the bar's coping though.
Oh, they're doing alright. Right. Frantic keep it, but they're doing alright. They'll manage. That's what they're there for,
really. Got no change at the moment, that's any problem.
Yeah, I'll just going to
send. What's
his
name?
Alan.
Send Alan. Got some at home apparently tucked away in a piggy bank.
He's robbed off somebody.
How many were on the bus then?
It was absolutely jump packed full, but it was, they were standing, I didn't count them.
No,
we'd have been about 90, I should think. 90, 92, something like that.
Yeah, we had like 50 in before, 50, 60 before the bus came.
Yeah, it's picking up again nicely. Mm.
Well, it's been a bad time of year, hasn't it? Since Christmas, I mean, January anyway, I mean, and then all the sort of ups and downs with the press publicity, etc.
Of course, yeah. One or two have mentioned Thursday, actually, so I was desperate, so.
Well, I was just talking to Jean about that today. I mean, we've got to keep on doing it. But
if you stop now, you'll get nowhere with it.
No, that's right. But I mean, I think I will need on Monday morning to talk to Morecambe Bay and see if I can bring forward these promotions. Cause
yeah.
Until I start.
Yeah.
I mean, we should be able to pack.
You can't put a bus on until you start getting them.
No, I know. The trouble is, it's a bit of a catch 22 because if you don't put a bus on, will you get the people?
That's what you do, isn't it?
I mean,
nobody's
on it.
Nobody's actually said to me, "Well, where's the bus on Thursday?" Nobody's said anything yet. When they start asking, then that's what they should ask that putting back on again.
I mean, what I think I'd probably do is if we can get like something that's obviously our crowd. I mean, either putting say Stella back on or something like that, and banging it out.
Can you not stick a band on pretty soon or something like that?
Well, I'm not sure where that's at. I mean, talking to Charlie just asked me about sticking some student bands on.
Yeah.
Might be an idea, because remember when we had that
same
Martin's band
on? Yeah, Bananas in Transit. I can say stick them back on, because they went down really well. And they brought a big following down.
They brought a big following, yeah, that's right.
It's
about 100 from St. Martin's.
Yeah, yeah, it was really good that. If you make it known that there's stuff like that going on, if you get a band like that, you know you can put a bus on because a couple of them come down. You get a couple of weeks like that, it'll start picking up all the break.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's a difficult situation at the moment, isn't it? Mm. What to do for the best.
But I say, if I get some publicity, if I say, because we haven't got a premium lager on draft, so if I stick Stella on draft and do it as an offer.
11, yeah. Best we can do it.
Okay, great. Yeah, great. Get it up to Terry.
It's a bottle full, then next time I might be able to help you a bit more.
Yeah.
It's like cold out.
It's drizzly rain though as well.
Is it? Well, mind you that.
That's better than frost.
Yeah, it must be warmer then, mustn't it?
Any chance? Good.
Yeah.
Oh, you try floating through there, yeah. You're not getting it.
Unobtrusive.
How much do you want to get? Quid each.
A couple of quid each.
A nugget.
Come on, you'll only spend it at the bar otherwise.
I want a cup of tea, I'm fucking. Right, no, I know it's there, but don't try and. 250.
Oh, what?
How old is you? Yeah. What time do bits come out of here then?
2 o'clock.
What time do soup kitchens open? Well, hey, I'm not joking, eh?
Yeah.
Heaving. Heaving
oh,
up there.
Yeah, you'll tell any
fucker
that.
Oh, no. Full. Right, it's full.
If there's over 3,000...
No, there's not that many.
All right, then. If there's over 2,000, I'm
going to
come back and get the fucking money
back. Right. That's lovely, isn't it? It's enormous sound going on. I haven't got a copy and everything. And then they walk up to the bar, pull out of it, wad of notes out of the other pocket. When do you start fishing again then, you think?
In a couple of weeks. I've got everything up to normal now. Like that choke cable I was saying, the other day, he's been wanting to do it for about 3 months, and I've just kept putting him off with him. I'm up to normal now, I've got everything back on the normal par, I think. So I'm still out for some fishing now.
What, do you go out in the, is it in the summer when you go out in the boats? So the spring or summer?
Well, summer, I've been known to go out in winter when it's calm. Like the other week it was nice and calm, but I was off at a place like London. I've got any time in this weather tonight. All the Christmas storm, the cow was in skies, two bits. So, that didn't go down too well with our last one. Because after that, it blew up, it was 10.
Did you go out far? Or did you just.
Depends.
In a boat, would you go out far?
Depends, last time. We went just off Walney Island, the other side of Walney for a toll. Yeah. One guy caught a 28-pound of line, so that was good fishing that day. But otherwise, it's just off the harbour, first boy. You just take your chance.
How long can you stay out? I mean, how long's the tide?
If you go out on a charter, it's 12 hours. You know, if you go
but then you're going out a distance side.
To the other side of the world, you're doing 12 hours.
No, I mean, if you're just using the bay.
Depends on time. You go out a good time. You do 8 hours.
Can you?
Yeah. But you know, this dinghy club that my mates, they have tractors at Grover that take them out to the water, so they fish a full tide.
Yeah. What's it like around the power station? Are they pumping warm water into there, or is it?
Well, there's warm water coming out, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, I presume there was. Yeah, that's nice. I mean, is that good fishing up there?
Like I said, that you can float for bass, and there's mullet. You can float for because they're a lot of soft links. Well, there's plenty of them around. I never use my bother reel that side.
Is there much mackerel around?
Like when you go out and catch mackerel, you use it for fresh bait then.
Yeah. See, it's not a bad fish to eat actually, mackerel. Mind you, we don't eat fish, do you?
No.
I went to, last summer we took static caravan at Prestatyn. We're just looking through Seaflaps on the telly, and it was like one of these luxury six berth ones, but it was like £99 for a week. It was really, I mean, it was beautiful inside. And normally like £250-300 ones, but it was because you had to go that week kind of thing. So we just sort of going away now then. I took the 9-year-old lad out on a boat. You know, Mary went as well. And we were like the old feathers job for mackerel. This guy, there's 12 guys on one.
two small mackerel caught in about 3 hours, you know. But I was going, well, I don't understand it, you know. Normally we went to Malta last year, and there was a great, it's called an underwater safari. But you know, normally when you're like in Windermere and that, you've got glass bottom boats. Well, this was the hull underneath the waterline was glass. So you're actually sitting, you know, you weren't looking down, you're actually sitting in the base of the hull of the boat and going, and it went out to some islands off rocks and that, coral off Malta, and that is superb. Absolutely, I mean, it was as good as aqualunging without actually getting wet. It was great, that's a very good idea. Must have made a fortune. Packed like 3 or 4 times a day. People are fascinated by the sea, aren't they?
I'd like to go to America, shark fishing. Off Mexico, down that way.
Marlins, big marlin, I'd love to go.
16 quid a day it is,
That's not much really, is it?
My friend went last year.
Pay that bloody mackerel fishing for 12 hours,
He went fly drive last year and he went down.
Have you seen that new, it was on, I was watching a program the other day about it. They've developed a camera for your line, for the marlin and the shark fishing. And basically you can actually watch, you've got your TV screen, so it's like a spectator sport as well, because you can actually watch the fish coming to take your bait, you know, so it's like it's got this manual camera on the line, and you know, so you can actually get the excitement of watching it, you know.
Can we have a little bit of a discount?
Yeah, you can.
How much is it then?
A couple of quid each.
Couple of quid each?
What discount is that?
50p? Yeah,
you've asked for a lot.
Can we have a lot of a discount, please?
drink lots of drink.
A drinky drink.
Give us 3 quid for that.
Right, you
can
take it now, give
it
nothing.
Cheers.
Yeah, so you
buy
first 2 beers and...
Yeah, fair enough.
And the guy was talking that he thought he could develop it for course fishing, for, you know, river fishing and that as well. It's a state.
Where's the actual camera are you on?
It's actually hung below the boat, but it can get it, see the bit, and it was fantastic watching, because, you know, it was sort of going along the...
Yeah.
Whatever they were using as bait, presumably some mackerel or something, but second, you could see it trying to go. And then suddenly, out of like nowhere, this fish would come and like chase after it and snap and miss, and it'd just go off. And you'd be sat there. You'd actually see it take it, you know.
This camera eye would be used to all it.
I presume so, yeah. I mean, they were talking about getting a really small one for, you know, to be used in sort of course fishing and that. But of course, the other thing, of course, it takes out the one that got away, because you can actually see the one that got away, you know. There'll be some stories then. Look at that! You know what I missed.
Cameras will magnify it anyway.
Yeah, it will. But it was really, I mean, it meant, of course, that the other people on the boat could have some enjoyment as well, because, I mean, there's nothing worse if there's only one rod out or two rods out. I mean, those boats, there's only like a couple of rods out, isn't there, on those, for the marlin and the shark and that fishing.
You don't get many.
Yeah, it's not like sort of 12 rods around.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. So anybody else who goes on board, it's bored out of their brains, basically. But at least if you've got TV monitors, you can watch it. It's really good. So now with all the radar and whatever else that they use, I mean, you should really be able to find fish.
Well, that boat formation that we went out on a couple of years ago, I had a fish finder on it. It's all right having a fish finder. Yeah. You throw your line out, you're not guaranteed to catch your fish.
It doesn't. Most of them are. I mean, certainly the ones on the little boat trips and that. I mean, they haven't. All it does is it will tell you there's some fish about. I mean, it doesn't tell you where to fish or depth or anything like that, does it? I mean, what you're doing is there's some fish down there somewhere. Because that's the most frustrating thing about fishing, when you're like, you know, you could be wasting out. You think to yourself, like, I could be wasting out. There's not a fish anywhere around here. You know, I could be sat here like an idiot for hours on end.
Jetted hours on end in middle at night, freezing, you know, like killing them, and I've caught nothing. And yeah, I thought, there's plenty of crabs in the summer, take your bait.
Yeah.
But every time you throw out, there's a crab on the end of it. You know, you think, why does that crab always have to come to my line? All this sea, it has to get my worm. And same, like, no fish, you think, well, there must be fish out there.
Yeah.
A lot of it's luck, in it.
I remember what's going on. We got up at 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock, went out to canal somewhere up Golgate area, past Golgate. We set up and we've been fishing for about 2.5 hours, and this, about 6:30 in the morning, this old farmer comes up and says, aye lads, he said, I won't bother, they drained this area of the canal a few months ago. Sat there watching our floats for hours. I mean, luckily, you know, you got on a car with a car, so it's a matter of throwing everything in the back and just going somewhere else. But could have sat there all bleeding day and not known anything about it.
I've had some lonely nights.
Yeah. You catch many eels, or anything? Many eels out there?
I didn't catch as many this year, is what I have done.
Yeah,
one of
the lads
that works, if he catches
any bream,
he says,
I'm
for dinner.
Yeah. I know, delicacy. Mind you, I ate conger. I was off the west, going on holiday to the west coast of Ireland, and we were driving down the west coast, and there was like some rocks and everything about, so we stopped, because I love messing about in rock pools and stuff. And there's this, and the rock was like mini swimming baths. They were, you know, probably 12 foot long and about 6 or 7 foot wide and about 6 or 7 foot deep, but crystal clear. And there's this old guy dragging this bloody rope with a massive hook on the end, like half a, I'm presuming it's cod or mackerel or something on the end. And I said, what the hell are you fishing? You know, because the woman I was with wanted to go for a swim, and I said, no, you can't, there's a guy fishing. So I went up to her and I said, what on earth are you fishing for? And he said, oh, there's three congers living in this pool. A 4 foot one, a 5 foot one, there's a 6 foot one over the centre. There's a rock in the centre of it that came out of the water. There's a little under there. I said, bloody hell. I said, you know, and I said to her, you're going to go swimming in there. He said, oh, he said, there were some American students here last week and they were all swimming in there. And I came along with this thing. They were all sat on the middle there, with their feet dangling in the water, splashing away. He said, I was dragging this down, this 6 footer came out after the bend. He said, you've never seen anybody run so fast in your life. They were dangling their toes at the end. And then the next day I went along and he actually caught the 5 foot one and killed it, and he gave us a load of steaks off it that I sort of...
Big?
Yeah. The trouble was, they were really bony, that's the only thing. It was, and I don't like eating fish and but with bones in it, I can't stand
you
it.
You can't fill it, okay?
No, it's impossible. Because it's like a central spinal corner, it's all off it, so you'd be just... You know, it's not like
normal
a flat fish. I mean, but it was really nice. It was a really chewy meat, you know, like shark or something.
It's supposed to be some decent congers off the ocean.
Is that?
You know the old wild yankee?
Yeah.
Down there. Plenty of rocks under there.
Yeah.
People say they've had some big ones.
Yeah.
But you know the stories.
Yeah.
I've never actually seen one.
Yeah. They're ugly looking fish, aren't they? Bloody awful things, of course. Really evil looking things. This guy was great that we met in Ireland, because he was he used to own about 3 or 4 supermarkets, small chains, and he just one day, he's about 58, 60 now, and one day, he said about 5 years ago, he just got fed up and just walked out, and all he does is fish all day long, and he lives in somebody's basement of a house, and like in return for living there, he fills the guy's freezer up with lobster, crab, you know, fish and that, and everything he does in the village in Kilrush is everything. He just, you know, he wants a new pair of shoes, wants a coat, brings a couple of lobster, you know, and things like. Because like to him, he's got his crab lines and his lobster pots out all the time and all that. It's really back to the old barter system.
Yeah,
it's superb.
Yeah.
Really good. Hey, excuse me.
I've not seen Ken.
Nope.
Oh, go on with Ken, mate.
again. Yeah. Is it the same as last
yeah.
week?
Yeah, it always has been.
What?
See, I've helped Kenny out in a few of the lads before. It's like, when I was in this shit. That's why I come in this time, I think.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Go on. Just tell, send Alan down again.
Alan, is it all right?
Have you ever tried octopus?
No, I haven't. I mean, squid I've eaten a lot.
Well,
no,
I don't eat squid. Yeah. Octopus soup.
Yeah.
That was quite, a weird taste.
I like shark. Have you eaten shark?
No.
Oh, I like shark. It's really nice. It's really meaty. I mean, it's like eating meat.
It's like steak, really.
Yeah, it's like
nice
steak.
It's tender,
But it's sort of thick and chewy. It's not, you know, it's not flaky like fish. It's like almost like a meat. It's really good. They do it in, what do they do it around here? Always. Always got it in, McBaron's, like Joseph's place, McBaron Joseph, in Lancaster. Oh, God. It's above the Bang & Olufsen shop in Lancaster. Do you know Robinson's?
On King Street.
Yeah. Next to Plato's.
Yeah, the electrical shop.
Yeah, it's above there. So it's a nice place because it's like they do a great spread of. I mean, you can go for like a nice meal there, but you can like also eat, you know, dips and the hamburger or whatever, and a big steak, whatever you want.
And how do you cook it?
They cook it in Cajun. It's a sort of, in a sort of spice thing, but that's sort of. Cajun, South America, you know, yeah. Southern states of America, around Mississippi, New Orleans, that kind of thing. But I've had it just grilled, you know, or done in butter.
In butter?
Yeah.
I like trying all things now and again.
I mean, you occasionally see it in the fish markets. I mean, things like squid and that, I quite like, but I'd never think of buying it. I wouldn't buy it and cook it myself. And it, the trouble is, once you actually, it's like once I remember once, you know, getting and cutting a rabbit and things. By the time you'd actually cook the damn thing, you've gone off it because you've been heading it and gutting it and whatever else. And you know, you're sat there thinking,
yeah.
I don't really want to eat this. You know, it's all right if it comes to you as a meal.
Ready-made.
Yeah, but when you actually see what you're doing to it, you know.
I had this octopus in Germany. We'd go out for a meal and I was going to have steak and mushroom. But lad said, what are we having for starters? Like, I said, oh, how long would you like to eat? Well, they ordered soup of the day, you see. So they brought it and tasted it. It had an awful, a weird taste. Anyway, and I said to the waitress, like, what was it? She said, octopus.
You wouldn't have had it if you'd have known.
No, I don't think I would. No. It's not something I would have picked.
No, I wouldn't. I certainly wouldn't.
I
like fish, but I wouldn't.
A funny taste, but it was quite nice.
Yeah. Was it a sort of fishy thing? I mean, was it a sort of fishy soup?
No.
It
didn't have a fishy taste. It like beef, but I presume it's the way they cooked it. So they'll put spices in and everything. But I definitely wouldn't have ordered it.
No.
Right now, I don't think I would order it again.
Yeah.
But steak and mushrooms. Quite nice.
So if you don't eat what you catch,
why
choose sea fishing? No, I mean, I spent a long time course fishing, so I understand actual fishing. for pleasure as opposed to like to eat. You know, there's not much you can catch a course fishing that you can eat anyway. But most people who go sea fishing do it to eat what they catch or to sell what they catch or whatever. I mean,
I like.
Why does sea fishing interest you, not course fishing? Sort of thing?
There's more opportunity for big ones. If anything. Like you go canal fishing, you know, you're only getting.
Yeah, that's right.
Like you get the odd 4.5 pound pike or chub, whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, your chances are very big of that. I suppose that's why I do it. To see if I can get a big one.
Why not?
No.
It's not like trying to get rid of me, is it? I'm going on. I'm no bother. Is there more in this week than last week?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen as many bodies. I think, my God, my head's. The brain must be scrambled, as my daughter would say.
Yes. That's true.
Still coming in then, though?
No, there hasn't been many now. What time is it now?
20 to 1,
nearly. Oh, is it?
Yeah, we'll come in next Friday for an hour out.
My little rat, then. She's out.
Oh, you'll enjoy that.
I'm going to try and leave her here. Somebody else, don't worry. We're trying to get rid of her.
Actually, it's good. I mean, it's good because of the amount of lighting and effects that they bring. I mean, it's interesting, you know. You come for an hour or so, and that'll be enough, you know. If you're not into the music or into dancing, then...
Well, she is. You know. We're not. We're all foggy, you see. But she won't like tonight because she's not into what I call, is it heavy metal or something like that? Heavy rock or something.
Heavy rock.
Well, she's not into that, but it's heavy music. She'll like it, I think. She can dance, mind you. All these youngsters can. But you can't see. You know, normally when I stand at bar, I can normally see this far door, but I can't see it.
There's a few in.
Do you know how many exactly know?
There'd be just over 200.
Did you take that change?
Well, I'll give it to work on you,
either.
I must keep a bottle filled when it ever gets short again.
Oh, change 15 quid last week, didn't we?
Yeah, but I've been taking it out because we had a roll living above us, you see, and I thought, well, it's one of these that will take out if you can get it, you see. So I thought, I don't have a lot of money in flat. Not that I have a lot, but we like it out that way, don't we? It's a whiskey bottle, we'll fill it up now, won't we? You never know, might get desperate again.
True.
Mind you, we were busy last night, is that what it was? Did that knock you out?
Yeah.
Did you expect something?
No. I mean, last night we'd gone up from the week before on the rave, we'd had about 90 in, and last night we had about 250. So
is a Friday proving better than Saturday? Money wise, takings? I mean, is it more people in?
It hasn't been. I mean, it was. Last night was the first one that had gone up to like over 200.
So this week you've done well Friday and Saturday because you've got more in?
That's right.
Yeah. It's not bad though, is it?
No. But I mean, it's coming to the end of January, people are starting to get paid again and starting to have paid off the Christmas. I mean, that's been the killer. You know, you've had Christmas, then you get hit with all your credit card bills, then you get hit with all the electricity and gas and telephone and everything.
Can you explain why it's dearer on Friday than Saturday?
Because it's a different type of event and music.
You don't think if you put it up to the same, it wouldn't come like this?
No.
No, so it's... No. You don't complain at this, you don't complain at 250 each one, no?
No. Well, some of them do, but not seriously.
No, I mean, you
seriously.
Don't. You're not bothered. You don't mind. It's,
no, I mean...
You make twice as much on the Friday on the door as you do on the Saturday.
No, we don't, because we don't promote it, you see, on Friday.
Oh.
It's a different promoter.
They pay for the hire of the hall.
They pay for the hire,
so you've got
to
set up.
Whatever they make on the door, after they've paid for the hire,
but they spend a lot of money on lights. And they spend about 7 hours in here on the Friday just doing the lights and special effects and everything.
I like that smoke. I saw it the first time, and it was great.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, the first time they were in here, when they were going to have the all-nighter, they hired a laser in. That was superb. But I mean, that cost them 500 quid alone.
Are the all-nighters popular? Well, you've had a couple, haven't you?
No, we haven't.
None at all?
The police and the local authorities stopped them. I mean, I have had all-nighters in the past.
Yeah.
But that was for, like, the scooters, so...
Well, why they stopped it now? There's nothing wrong with
it.
What's to do with it?
Well,
yeah, but Cal didn't used to get away with it.
I know.
Yeah, but they're putting it down in the paper that...
Mad drugs.
They're going to get drugs and stuff after 2 o'clock. Well, if they're going to take drugs after 2 o'clock, they'll take it before 2 o'clock.
Well, I've been here every weekend. There's no bother here with them at all.
No.
Can't beat the system, can
you? You can't beat the police, because sooner or later they'll find something else to do.
They're just funny, that's all.
Right.
You know what? tape catches. That's I ordered that one. Well, Britannia Record Club. The scent.
From the bar envelope?
Don't understand.
The grand?
No, piss off. Don't be silly.
The ultimate collection is the tape of the mountain, she didn't want it.
Can't be far off 900, though.
Rubbish. Six?
I've never seen a Saturday night go as fast.
Yeah, well, come on, anything goes fast after Friday. It's not so much that it...
750. £2.50. Just over.
How do you make that? Oh, yeah.
200 people.
It's...
The 200 paid for that?
No, about 180 paid.
Seems like 160 and you can get on with that, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, in fact, I mean, last week was 160, and that was actually up on the previous couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, January.
It's getting to life.
People are getting paid again. And people got some money again.
I think the Friday night, not the only Friday night, but not the
other. Yeah, might well.
Right. Okay, 25 I bowled for, like,
right.
Well, I need some. I'm gonna get some cleaning. I'll get some cleaning fluid this week.
He knows what it is. It's sort of
activated. We're gonna kill somebody one day, you know, using.
Well, it's gonna.
I could give them a good rinse afterwards.
Flash and bleach.
It's gonna have to be. I'll get a delivery on Thursday. I mean, we need a delivery on Thursday anyway.
Yeah.
So I'll get a delivery on Thursday and I'll get some.
Well, I'll do the delivery.
Cleaner.
I'll do
the cleaner. Okay.
Yeah,
I've
glasses? Yeah, we're
not
on the plant yet, no.
Well, we didn't
know.
We're
not
on the plastic bag.
I should
hope so.
I know, but I'm loath to give them out.
No,
unless I know who's getting them.
I thought Laura was going to be on the bike. You probably didn't before.
I thought Laura was going to get.
She walked behind the bar, got herself a drink, and went and fucking sat and watched this.
Legless overnight. I got him every time until the end, and I said, I am not serving him this time. You serve it. Because he was absolutely incapable of talking, let alone giving you any money.
I mean, it's all right with Phil and
have you ever seen
Jags and them, look, because you know what they drink, and they just like so vaguely wave this empty glass.
Well, they just take the glasses.
You fill it and take the money out of their hands.
Yeah. I would have done tonight, but I was talking to
him. Interrupted by customers.
Yeah. No, I was talking to, is it Alan? It's a curious again.
Aren't you the lucky one?
Well, he's better than Stuart.
Just.
He wasn't.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the story is this time about fishing, so they're different for a week or two.
Yeah.
Whereas...
You're not a nightmare as well anymore.
I have been in my time. Coarse fishing though, he's sea fishing. When are you going to give up smoking and save some money? You could pay your mortgage on what you smoke.
I don't give a fuck. I think I would do it. It's too much fucking fishing. habits anyway. Gambling and drinking.
Yeah. Win any money today?
And a brother.
Have you got my keys?
That's a bit
better, no, I put them on the table.
We're not finished our drinks for
you. You do that like I do.
Because you can finish your drink.
You told to rattle it up. The keys are there.
We've got a fucking collection of your half pints of
them. I know that. Well, bring them back.
That's where all these long thin ones have gone.
Not, no, that's just a little Tuesday platter.
Why don't you just take a case, one of those cases open, one of the empty cases. And bring all my glasses back.
They do take the bottles out of them. I don't give a fuck with
people.
They do take bottles out of them, mate.
No.
Well, you see, you actually see them, them little punks collecting them up at the end of the night. They'll never fucking under their coats. Like.
How many, what did they carry out you sold?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Five bottles.
Well,
I mean, that's half a case.
And I sold four pills as well, mate.
Like, as a carry out, and I sold three. Three dog and a pills
that ended up as a... Yeah, you only sell a few to take
out. Well, that's like
plus
a
what they
case.
Take out themselves, what's left at the end of the night.
I mean, not all our customers are absolutely stupid. Buy a bottle at 5 to 2 and leave it at 2 o'clock.
Just the nice people that leave at the country.
I'm amazed.
I was talking to our brother tonight when I was in the office for some change and saying how he's things like that. He said, I hear the Empire, or I hear the Gardens is doing well on a Friday night. I must have heard about last night. He said, it's been fucking dead this last, well, last 8 weeks.
Where?
Building up to Christmas and just after.
No, where are you talking about? The Empire.
But apparently they're doing quite well on a Wednesday for the students.
The students, yeah, I know. Mark was in last week. Mark guessed about 400. He went in last week. He went in this week.
Paul said to me 600, which I didn't believe, but I said one of the dormant, he said, well, there won't be about 600.
Nigel Mitchell told me it's there's like 400 or 500 in. So.
Not bad, is it?
But it's very good, isn't it? I mean, you know, once in it. I mean, it's only £1 to get in, and it's a pound a pint. But on the other hand, they're making a little bit at £1 a pint.
And they're making fucking 600,
but they're getting them, right? That's right, and I don't think they've got a lot of staff on. I wouldn't have thought they'd bother with the student night having a lot of staff on. It's pointless having armies of bouncers in that situation.
Well, you don't need bouncers for students, do you? Like, we don't need a dog.
Except, mind you, the rugby club gave the band a bit of a rough scene.
What band?
They had some band on that were awful, apparently, and the whole of the rugby team were lying in front of the stage.
They've never left.
Fingers up.
No.
University rugby.
Oh, the UU.
Yeah, and the band ran off in tears, apparently. Couldn't cope.
See, the University Rugby Club hasn't improved, have they?
There's some nasty bastards at Manchester.
Why should I do that?
I'm telling you, there is.
Well, I'm not counting it out. We can stuff on this cover watch comes back for it next week.
But 600 on a Wednesday night, not pretty much. So the sugar house not open up either?
No. The sugar house only opens Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We always have done. I mean, we opened originally first year every night of the bloody week, and it was pointless, absolutely pointless.
Is that bigger than the Empire? I've never been in it.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
It's legal. It's legally bigger than the Empire, but the Empire can get more people in because you've got upstairs and that, you see. But of course, for licensing, they don't take that particularly into consideration. Upstairs.
Well, they half upstairs capacity straight away.
So. I mean, I think the Empire legal is. Well, I thought it was 900.
750, I think.
I think it's 900. I don't know. I think it's 900. I mean, you could certainly get 1700, 1800 in there.
Well, you know, the night before Monkhouse opened up the place,
but
no. Well, it had to be over 1000,
didn't it? Oh yeah.
You fucking tell like the 1000 was too many.
Yeah, but I mean, they were banging 1500 in for that disco for the first few months, weren't they?
No, 12, 13.
They
never
hit 15. Don't they? I mean, Sugar House's capacity has just been up to 1100, I think. I mean, it was always 900, but it's been up to 1100 last year, I think. But we used to put 1200, 1300 in the Sugar House. But it's full of that, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas you could
no,
put
Boris,
16
but they reckon between a 1,000 and 1,100 for the opening night. Kind of, you couldn't fucking lose that night.
Yeah, but it was also a bit of a celebrity. I mean, people weren't crushed around, were they? I mean, all the plebs were upstairs. All the downstairs was.
Maybe another 200 and probably
really inside. I mean, I don't know. I left. I had to come here, so I left before Mug Monkhouse and everything. All I did was go for a couple of free drinks and a plate of free food, which I don't think I got. And left.
You're lucky you're fucking Danny was the chef. You know, deep sea diver Danny.
Because you'd betrayed us then. You'd left, hadn't you? You'd fled us and gone to work for the opposition.
Yeah, I didn't reckon they were opposition.
Just because you thought you were going to be out about 250 quid a week.
No,
working seven nights a week.
They were
open
7 nights a week.
I know.
No, it was a full time job.
Well, you were secure. Weren't you secure, sir?
Seven nights a week, 215 in pocket guarantees. From dead as usual, fucking talking shit. Kerry's mate. Christ, some of the schemes they can play. Give blood boy.
I mean, I'd be interested to see how they start next week with a load of bands on Thursday nights.
We're doing 200.
I mean, they're all charts and stuff, but, you know. That kind of stuff doesn't draw punters, generally chart stuff, because the people who go,
I don't know,
the people who are interested.
I think the acid freaks will go to the
place. Well, maybe some of that will. Yeah, but generally, poppy type, top of the pop stuff doesn't, in the sense that people who like to go and see live music don't. People who like that kind of music prefer it in a disco context, not seeing sort of a live concert. Anyway.
That most of them can't play live anyway.
Yeah, true. Well, they're not. All those appearances are PAs. They're all going to be mimed into backing tapes. And blooming Labour Party cancelling that conference on March 20th has messed me up. Because Mary wanted to go and see Simply Red at GMEX, and last weekend, the weekend before last when they were on, we couldn't because I had the kids Friday night and was working Saturday night, and that was two nights.
Were you going to go as well?
Yeah, I was going. So I said, well, we'll go to the NEC or Sheffield. So I'm not traipsing all that way, you know, to see a concert. And she was moaning away about it, so I said, all right, I'll take you over to Paris and we'll watch you in Paris on the 20th. So I said, oh, when? So I said, 20th of March. I said, the Labour Party conference is on, so I can't go. So I said, oh, dear me. And then she came in, oh, Labour Party conference is cancelled. Do you see Jean on the telly with Neil Kinnock?
No, they told us that.
Friday. It's on all the national news. It wasn't on the regional news.
Where were they?
It was on the 6 o'clock night. Well, it was on all day. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Yeah. But it wasn't on the regional news.
Where were they?
Salford Keys. He was up seeing all the Northwest candidates, parliamentary candidates. Jean was in that horrible mustard and black striped contraption. Stood out like a sofa. Her dressing up outfit.
Labour 1.5
all the dirty tricks start now.
This regional conference at Blackburn.
I don't know where it's going to that. Yeah, it's Northwest. Regional councils, Labour council, urban councils, or
something like that.
I don't know. It might. I don't know where it's going to that. It might be, but he was up sort of meeting all the Labour Party candidates for the Northwest.
Well, if I had £1 million to invest, I'd have it on St. Saturdays to win the next election.
Yep. I agree.
Seriously, I'd fucking have everything out of them.
But it's all the dirty tricks are starting now.
He really is.
Sunday Times tomorrow. Full Sunday Times tomorrow, major expose on the Labour leadership's ties with the Moscow communists.
Did you see it?
Yeah. Well, even we're still getting Moscow gold.
Yeah.
And Sam, what's his name, brother?
I think it's about time I got my share.
Well, he's doing it tomorrow. What do you call it? Reporters doing it tomorrow?
Sunday Times.
First one to give him the files on some TV tomorrow.
Killer could say it.
Dennis Healy, fuck, he's going to come out in some state.
Kinnock was saying to the candidates, you know, I realise that a lot of you are getting it rough at the moment, because there's about five Labour candidates all being arrested in the North West, mysteriously. There's somebody in Bury.
Derby,
that's right. Blackpool's under investigation. Anyway, so he said, but you know, he was saying to him that it's not just at the bottom end. He said, in our village in Wales, we've got the Sun have now positioned two reporters who live in the village. They sit in a car outside his house day and night photographing who comes in. They've been to this little boy's primary school, interviewed the teacher and the headmistress and all the school friends and everything, just trying to get a dirty story. Incredible, honestly. It's all starting. Oh, yeah. That's the problem. I mean, you know, you can knock off the sort of Times and the Telegraph, equated out by the Observer and the Guardian at the top end, or every other newspaper except the Mirror, is staunch conservative. Well, and it's all dirt.
Like the Sun, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, there's only the Mirror going to be an answer. And it's. I mean, Labour has got to be about half a dozen points in the lead in order to take that factor into account. And of course.
Sorry to ask you, I want five to see you.
Oh, what?
You can't turn them in now. I'll just have six for a fiver.
Six?
Yeah.
I suppose you want me under the cupboard as well.
Alright, we'll get a plastic glass.
Six for a fa-